Let's turn to Seattle and efforts there to improve the relationship between minority residents and the police. Because back in 2012, the Justice Department said that the Seattle police had a problem, a pattern of using force in a way that denied people's constitutional rights. But since then, the city says it's trying to change that. One new program brings together police officers and the people who often avoid them, refugees, particularly refugee women, a group that city officials see as especially vulnerable. From Here and Now contributor KUOW, Liz Jones reports.
So this is my office every day.
Seattle police officer Michelle Valor gives a quick tour of her parked patrol car.
But this is how we...
19-year-old Vung It looks on from the passenger seat. She has an easy, confident smile.
And then also this red light flashes.
Recorded?
Yeah.
Vung's family came here 5 years ago from Myanmar, also known as Burma. She's never seen a cop car up close like this.
There's a lot more stuff than I imagine. Like, back in my country, mostly they have the motorcycle, but not the car. The car is expensive.
Burma is one of Asia's poorest countries, with an appalling record of human rights abuses and corruption. There, Vung says, nobody trusted the police.
They would actually follow people to give them fine, and sometimes they would fine them extra for them for profit of their own.
These two women first met months ago at the Refugee Women's Institute. The city program brought together 40 women, half refugees and half police officers, for a series of Saturday mornings. Oh, and lots of interpreters, too. The whole point of the program was to help these two groups of women bridge some cultural divides. Like many refugees, Vung says her fear of police stayed with her as she began a new life here in the U.S.
I feel that police are there to take us back home, or police are there to put us in jail.
Vung says it took her a long time to shake that idea. And it can be even harder for people her parents' age, who speak less English and have seen more bad situations. Other Burmese families often turn to Vung as a translator, even with police issues.
One time I took parents to the emergency. I go with them. I think it's like 3 a.m. I go with them because they don't feel confident of calling the police.
That's partly why Vung was a perfect fit for the Refugee Women's Institute. The city wanted to find young women like her who can become leaders in their communities and help others connect to police and city services. The Institute pulled together women from Iraq, Somalia, Syria, and others from Seattle's growing refugee groups. Officer Valor says the training has prompted her to try some new approaches, like just recently on a call with an immigrant woman. Valor told her up front that Seattle police do not get involved in immigration enforcement.
She was relieved. And through her interpreter, she said, thank you for letting me know that. And then she started telling me more of her story more freely.
At the Institute, the women talked about city and police issues, but they also talked about their lives, their homes, their families. Valor's been on the force nearly 30 years and says the Institute was a rare and eye-opening experience for her.
Getting to see each other face-to-face, like, it made a big difference for us.
The force behind this pilot program is Sahar Fathi of Seattle's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs. She was anxious about whether it would work, especially on day one.
And the refugees did not talk for like 2 hours. And when they did talk, it was usually something like, the police don't want to listen to us. They don't care what we have to say. It was not great.
By the end of the spring session, the refugees and officers were texting each other Happy Mother's Day messages. The early results are promising. Fathi is hopeful the city will sign on to keep this program going.
I think people know that it was successful. For us, it's just making sure that the data supports that this is effective and, you know, making sure that we're hitting the population with the needs that they have.
Phase two of the pilot is underway. As part of the program, all of the women have agreed to share back what they learned in their communities. Vung It, for example, gave presentations at her church and took a youth group to the 911 center. Outside Vung's apartment, some school kids hang out on a front patio. Officer Valor stops to chat.
Hi! How are you?
The kids just stare at her. Vung says she really wants to see this program reach more young people, kids like this, who become cultural translators for their families.
Do you get out of school?
Vung shoots the kids a smile, almost to say, it's okay, you can talk to her. And cautiously, quietly, they start to open up, just a little.
Where do you go to school? Where do you go to school?
Bailey Gazer.
Bailey Gazer.
For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.